Greetings and welcome to Enlightening Entertainment. Today is the 15th of the 8th month of the lunar calendar, which is celebrated in many Asian countries as the Mid-Autumn Festival or the Moon Festival. It is believed that the moon is at its brightest and fullest moon of the whole year on this day. Families and friends joyfully reunite and appreciate the beautiful moon at night. Now please join us as we celebrate the Moon Festival and find out some fascinating things about the moon. The moon, romantic and mysterious, is the Earth's satellite, playing a vital practical role in maintaining the Earth's position, climate and tides. The cycles of the moon are believed to be related to the growth and decline of plants, animals and human lives. The moon is also associated with spiritual life in various cultures' beliefs. Some societies believe that the rays of the moon have the power of healing, purification, and longevity. In Egypt, the moon god Thoth is associated with wisdom and justice. The Hindu deity Shiva is adorned with a crescent moon, which indicates his perfect control of the mind. In Buddhism, the wheel of rebirth often depicts Buddha pointing at the moon, which represents our pure self nature that the enlightened masters introduced to us. In a gathering with our association members in October 2007, Supreme Master Qinghai revealed that the moon is actually a living being.
One night when I first came back from America to Spain, you know, in that house. And it was the moonlight. So when it's the moonlight, I like to watch it, come out and watch it. And suddenly all the seagulls, you know, waken from their sleep and come out and flying around and singing and dancing all over the place. And the moon keeps smiling at me many hours long. Really, the face of a smiling person. Yeah. And my assistant, oh my God, look at that, Master, look at that. So that wasn't like an illusion, or it wasn't like a shape or accident. Many hours, we sit there and it keeps smiling at us. Truly a beautiful smile. Because all the beings, you know, get together and put their smiling image on the moon for me. Of course, I thank them a lot, a lot. Sometimes the moon just stands still for many hours. Because I was singing with the disciple, you know, all the residents know this. They were there. We were in the mountain and next to the river. Then we were singing with guitar and mandolin and all kind of thing that we had there, whatever we had singing. And the moon just stood still, really, for many hours, as long as we were there. And then suddenly we say something, okay, that's it, we gotta go inside and do meditate. Then the moon dropped, boop! Like it dropped, you know, like I take a candy. Truly like that. The moon is really alive, I'm telling you. And if you love it, it will respond. I mean, you must have love inside, you know, truly love. I love the moon so much.
In China, the Moon Festival is celebrated with dances and moon gazing. People also enjoy tea and moon cakes with relatives and friends. According to Chinese legend, a beautiful lady named Chang'e resides with jade rabbits in the Moon Palace. It is said that Chang'e took the elixir of immortality, flew to the moon and became the moon goddess. Another legend tells of the Tang Emperor, who once visited the Moon Palace through the help of a Taoist. In the Moon Palace, he saw hundreds of fairies dancing to heavenly music. Have you ever wondered what the moon fairies look like? Let's now enjoy a graceful celestial dance performance presented by our association members from Taichung, Formosa or Taiwan.
随道群生性命为，一般骨肉一般皮，劝君莫打枝头鸟，
只在巢中望母归。
中秋佳节人团圆，众生欢庆乐无边，吃住环保在人间，朗朗明月挂中天，祝大家中秋节快乐。
When we return, we'll continue our program with more traditional performances and past Moon Festival festivities with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Enlightening Entertainment. Japan also celebrates Moon Festival, calling it Shugoya, meaning Night of the Full Moon. In observance of the Harvest Moon, as it is sometimes called, families nowadays celebrate by making susuki, or pampas grass arrangements, and dango, or rice dumplings, while viewing the radiant moon.Koreans call the Moon Festival Chuseok, meaning Autumn Night. It's one of the few times in the year where a big family reunion commences. Korean folk dances are performed at this time, such as the Ganggang Sule, which is performed by a large circle of women under the bright full moon, and Nongak Dance, a folk dance celebrating the full harvest.Let's watch this beautiful rendition of the Ganggang Sule dance by the prestigious South Korean National Dance Company.
Thank you.
The Moon Festival is also observed in Formosa or Taiwan and the Chinese communities of other Asian countries such as Singapore, Cambodia, Thailand, Malaysia and the Philippines. In Malaysia, the Mooncake Festival is celebrated by eating mooncakes and round fruits that symbolizes fullness and family harmony. Lantern processions are joined by children and adults alike. In Hong Kong,The festival is marked by a fire dragon dance where a 220-foot-long fire dragon is carried through the village of Taihang. People perform the fire dragon dance and burn firecrackers to pray for health and peace. In O Lạc or Vietnam, the moon festival is mainly for children. Markets open early to sell mooncakes and lanterns. O Lạc sees mooncakes, similar to Chinese mooncakes, are made with sweet and fragrant fillings,such as bean paste, lotus seeds, water chestnuts, taro or coconut. The lanterns used in the festival have many different colors and shapes. At dusk, after enjoying mooncakes with their families, children will light up the lanterns and join in a candlelit lantern procession with other children. Let's now enjoy a performance by our young association members from Southern O Lạc entitled Legendary Moon.
Đất nước Âu Lạc, kính chúc Ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư có một trung thu thật vui vẻ và sống thật lâu để dìu dắt chúng con đi đến con đường giải thoát. Con cũng xin chúc các bạn trên toàn thế giới đều có một trung thu thật hạnh phúc và có những chiếc bánh thật thơm ngon và lồng đèn mà các bạn yêu thích. Con mong sao cả thế giới sẽ ăn chay, sống xanh và sẽ không còn xảy ra nạn hâm nóng toàn cầu, thiên tai lũ lụt nữa, để các bạn được ấm no, hạnh phúc.
Over the past years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly shared her time with our association members for Moon Festival celebrations. There have been many memorable moments together while singing, dancing, and tasting delicious vegan treats.
We love Master forever with all the world. Thank you, Master.
During the festivities in 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai spontaneously taught an Olexese or Vietnamese Moon Festival song and dance to the international gathering.
Trung thu về cầm tay nhảy múa ánh trăng vàng vui mua cả chúng ta nô đùa ta quay quần cùng nhau đoàn kết nối dây vui vui lên ánh trăng cùng vui.
It was also during this Moon Festival that Supreme Master Ching Hai shared an uplifting insight about moon gazing.
You know why people like the round moon so much? Because it's like your perfection, huh? Yes. And today is the moon as the fullest of the whole year. Normally, we should sit outside, you know, looking at the moon, yeah, enjoying the flowers, the fragrance, and eat the cakes and drink tea, yeah. But never mind, you have the moon inside, huh? When you meditate, you see the moon sometimes. In some tradition, people say that, and if you see the new moon, you can make a wish, and your wish will come true.
We offer our deepest gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for bringing us so many wonderful memories about the moon and the moon festival, and for illuminating our spiritual path with infinite love. May heaven continue to shower you, our moon goddess, with perfect health and sweet beauty. Wishing everyone a joyful moon festival. Gentle viewers, thank you for joining us today on Enlightening Entertainment. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom, next after Noteworthy News. May your heart be filled with blissful divine light.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.